Welcome to SCOTUScast, a project of the Federalist Society for Law and Public Policy Studies. Our contributors join us from around the country to bring you expert commentary on U.S. Supreme Court cases as they are argued and decisions are issued. The Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker.
Thank you for joining us for this post-argument episode of SCOTUScast, First Amendment Retaliatory Arrest Edition. I'm your host, Bridget Flaherty. On February 27th, 2018, the Supreme Court heard argument in Lozman v. City of Riviera Beach, Florida, a case involving a First Amendment retaliatory arrest claim. Vane Lozman moved to Riviera Beach, Florida in 2006, where he lived on a floating home in the Riviera Beach Marina. Shortly after moving to Riviera Beach, Lozman learned of the city's new redevelopment plan for the marina, which, by using eminent domain, sought to revitalize the waterfront. Lozman, who opposed this plan, became known as an outspoken critic. During the finalization of the redevelopment plan, the state legislature passed a bill prohibiting the use of eminent domain for private development. However, in order to push the plan, the Riviera Beach City Council held a special emergency meeting the day before the governor signed the bill into law. In response, Lozman filed suit against the city in June 2006. At a City Council regular public session in November 2006, Lozman was granted permission to speak during the non-agenda public comments portion of the meeting. Lozman's comments were interrupted by a member of the City Council, who, after a quick interchange with Lozman, called a city police officer to dismiss Lozman from the podium. Lozman refused to be seated without finishing his comments, and the police officer warned him that he would be arrested if he did not comply. Lozman continued his comments, was arrested, and was charged with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest without violence. These charges were later dismissed. In 2008, Lozman filed suit in district court against the city of Riviera Beach, arguing that his arrest had constituted unlawful retaliation by the city because of Lozman's earlier opposition to the redevelopment plan. A jury found in favor of the city, however, and the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit affirmed that judgment. The jury's determination that the arrest had been supported by probable cause, the court concluded, defeated Lozman's First Amendment retaliatory arrest claim as a matter of law. The Federal Circuit Courts of Appeals have divided on that issue, however, and the Supreme Court subsequently granted cert to address whether the existence of probable cause defeats a First Amendment retaliatory arrest claim as a matter of law. And now, to discuss the case, we have Lisa Saronin, Executive Director of the State and Local Legal Center.
The issue in this case is whether the existence of probable cause defeats a First Amendment retaliatory arrest claim as a matter of law. This is sort of technical, so let me give you a hypothetical. Let's say there's probable cause to arrest me for being drunk in public. But I think I was really arrested for my speech. When I was arrested, I was wearing a Make America Great Again hat. I was arrested with three hatless friends who were also drunk, but they didn't get arrested, only I got arrested. If I want to sue the city, here's the question. Can I bring a First Amendment retaliatory arrest claim where there was probable cause to arrest me for public intoxication? Now, here's what really happened in this case. In 2006, Vane Lozman moved his floating houseboat to the city-owned marina. He discovered that the city planned to redevelop the marina using eminent domain. He became an outspoken critic of the plan. He spoke frequently during the public comment period at city council meetings. It's undisputed that the city tolerated a lot of criticism by Lozman at the board meetings. Respondent's brief says, he typically used his allotted time to air grievances against city leadership, almost always making vague accusations of corruption and threatening electoral and criminal consequences. It's also undisputed at least one board meeting, a board meeting criticized Lozman. According to Lozman, at this city council meeting, the city council came up with a plan to retaliate against him. Lozman was ultimately arrested for speaking about corruption of county, not city officials, at a board meeting. The city said it has a policy of allowing people to speak about city business at board meetings. You can watch a video of his arrest on YouTube. Lozman was charged with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest, but the charges against him were ultimately dismissed. Lozman sued the city for violating his First Amendment free speech rights. He claimed he was arrested in retaliation for opposing the city's plan to redevelop the marina. At trial, the city argued it had probable cause for arresting Lozman. but the judge struggled to figure out what crime Lozman might have committed. He asked the city attorneys to go back twice and do research to figure out what crime Lozman may have committed. Ultimately, the judge put to the jury the question of whether Lozman disrupted a lawful assembly. The jury found there was probable cause to arrest Lozman for disrupting a lawful assembly. And the 11th Circuit held that because the arrest was supported by probable cause, Lozman's First Amendment retaliatory arrest claim failed. There is a 2006 case that isn't on point, but it's relevant to the inquiry in the case. In Hartman v. Moore, the Supreme Court held that to bring a retaliatory prosecution claim, a plaintiff must show there was no probable cause to prosecute him or her. So the question is, should Hartman be extended to bar retaliatory arrest cases when probable cause existed to make the arrest? Lozman makes three arguments in his brief. First, he argues that speaking at a public comment period at a city council meeting should receive the highest form of First Amendment protection. Second, he argues just because an arrest is okay under the Fourth Amendment doesn't mean it's okay under the First Amendment. And finally, he argues that Hartman should not be extended to retaliatory arrests because prosecutors, unlike police officers, have absolute immunity. The city of Riviera argues that Hartman supports its position, as does common law. At common law, probable cause was an element of false imprisonment claims, which are similar to false arrest claims. The city also points out that all arrests involve speech. In its brief, the city says, the probable cause element permits officers to make arrests in such circumstances without fear of having to later litigate whether their real motivation was preventing a massacre or punishing speech. At oral argument, the court discussed two very different scenarios at length. The first scenario they discussed was the facts of this case. It seemed pretty obvious, at least to most of the justices, that the city council retaliated against Lozman because they didn't like him and they were tired of his antics. Justice Roberts went so far as to call the video chilling. The court also discussed at length a scenario like the one I described at the beginning of this recording. What if there's a bar fight and the officer can't arrest everyone? Should the officer really be liable for violating the First Amendment if the officer arrests the person who also engaged in some obnoxious speech? The United States filed an amicus brief in this case in support of the city. At oral argument, Principal Deputy Solicitor General Jeff Wall did a fantastic job of explaining to the court that most First Amendment retaliatory arrest claims aren't like this one, and that the court shouldn't make a rule in this case just because the facts of this particular case are bad. The conventional wisdom says that this case will come down to Justice Kennedy's vote. It's hard to say where he might end up because he asked hard questions of both sides. If Lozman wins, the court will probably come up with a narrow rule. The court might say that probable cause isn't a bar to bringing a First Amendment retaliatory arrest claim when people speak at city council meetings, or if the city council can't come up with a statute the person has violated until trial. The court could also adopt the Ninth Circuit rule. Per that rule, probable cause is a bar to First Amendment retaliatory arrest claims when an officer has to make an on-the-spot decision when safety is an issue, like the bar fight scenario. I'll conclude by talking about two fun facts about this case. First, this issue was before the Supreme Court in 2012 in a case called Reichel v. Howards. In that case, Howards touched Dick Cheney at a shopping mall and lied to Secret Service officers about it in violation of a federal statute. He claimed he was really arrested for expressing objections to Cheney about the war in Afghanistan. In Reichel, the court granted the police officers qualified immunity. The second interesting fact about this case is that Lozman and the city of Riviera Beach have actually been to the Supreme Court before. The issue in the earlier case was whether a floating houseboat is a vessel per a federal admiralty statute. Stay tuned to see how the Supreme Court rules in the very interesting case of Lozman versus the city of Riviera Beach, Florida.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUSCast. SCOTUSCast is a project of the Federalist Society, a not-for-profit educational organization of conservative and libertarian law students, law professors, and lawyers, founded upon the principles that the state exists to preserve freedom, that the separation of governmental powers is central to our Constitution, and that it is emphatically the province and duty of the judiciary to say what the law is not what it should be. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast series, including SCOTUSCast and Practice Group Podcasts, on iTunes or Google Play. For an archive of past podcasts, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at fedsoc.org/multimedia. That's fedsoc.org/multimedia.
This has been a FedSoc audio production.